back to Get Real. I'm your host, and today I am all alone, but that is a-okay because today we are talking about the courage to be disliked. And I know that you're thinking, you're like, wow, that's like a really, like, that's a hella boring topic. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But I am going to make it as spicy as possible. I did not just say that. Oh my god. Okay, anywho. So yes, today we're talking about the courage to be disliked and, like, forgiveness and all that. Woo! Fun stuff. And, like, particularly with friends and type, you know. Yeah. So, without further ado, let's get into it. So, this is a topic that I've actually, like, really struggled with. Because, you know, all throughout middle school, everyone was so toxic. Everyone was so toxic to one another, and everyone knew it, but, like, no one ever said anything. And, you know, everyone, they were like, I don't know, everyone just kind of fit in with one another, and no one ever really had any issues. And that was, like, concerning, because, you know, these girls and, like, boys would be so rude to each other and, like, completely horrible to one another, and then they'd be completely fine with it. You know, they'd, like, allow themselves to be pushed around and stuff like that. And I'm like, alright, that's chill. But, yeah. So, with the topic, the courage to be disliked, I mean putting yourself out there and knowing that you're probably going to get hate, but doing it anyway because it makes you happy. Now, this is a topic that I know all too well, especially with, like, my podcast and stuff like that, because I've received some backlash and people who hate it, people who don't want me to do it anymore, but I'm like, all right, cool, that's chill. But no, it's honestly, it's the courage to be disliked at this point, because I've had the show since mid-August, and it's gone farther than I ever expected it to. You know, and it just, when I first started it, I didn't expect anything to come of it. Like, I legitimately didn't. I expected maybe 10 people to care and then just, like, stop caring. And I was like, all right, cool. But then that didn't happen. It just, it went way beyond what I thought it would. And now I'm, like, in it now. I'm like, oh, wow, this is serious. And I feel, okay, I'm gonna rant. Okay, if I'm being completely honest, I recorded an episode previous to this that was supposed to air tonight at 7 p.m. It is now 7:08, and I'm starting over with a new topic. The old topic was something very controversial and will not be released because I, as much as I agree with myself and I think that people could learn a lot from it, I don't want the responsibility of getting hate for it, because even though I said so many times in that episode, I was like, hey, don't DM me with your hate, I really don't care, like, I'm sorry, I just don't care, I know that it's gonna happen. So we're talking about a completely different topic today, but it's still so relevant. So buckle up, we're just gonna have a little tea time. Yeah, all right. So now, the reason why I decided against posting the original episode was because, as much as I enjoy this podcast and as much as I enjoy expressing a view and expressing an opinion, I don't want to make anyone feel like their opinion is invalidated, but at the same time, they have the option to listen, but I don't want my podcast to be a space where, you know, you can come and some of your opinions will be devalued or whatever you want to say. I didn't say that word right. Devalued? Did I just come up with that? I just came up with that. It's all right. It's all right. But, you know, I didn't want anyone to come here and be like, wow, I feel like my opinion is no longer welcome here. And you are so welcome here as long as you're nice. You know, as long as you're not coming to cause hate or to cause drama or anything like that. This is, like, the one safe space where we can all just kind of hang out. But no, I'm so serious about this, because it's come down to a point where it completely messes with your head. Can you hear my dogs? Anyway, sorry. No, it comes down to the point where it's just, it messes with your head to a certain extent where you're like, wow, can I talk about like a parrot without somebody hating me? You know, like it's, you put yourself out there and you don't necessarily expect to be disliked or anything. You don't expect the hate, but the hate always comes with it, and that's always like an afterthought. Because when I started my show, I didn't necessarily think about the whole like hate part. I thought that it was all gonna be like sunshine and rainbows, or at least I just didn't like think about it. You know, I just like completely didn't cross my mind. And then it happened, and I was like, oh, all right, that is okay, that's cool, you know. It kind of caught me off guard a little bit, but now it's a lot better because I can express my thoughts a little more freely than I was able to when I first started the show. Because one of the funny things is that someone was like, well, you sound like you have a gun to your head. And I'm like, because I'm uncomfortable. You know, it's, and it's hard to think about that because you're like, wow, you're uncomfortable on your own show. And I'm like, yeah. It was so hard to talk about literally anything, because after I got hate on a sit on like a certain episode, I was like, wow, do I just like end it here? Like, can I just be done? But then I was like, no, I've got more to say. So here we are. Now, for me, middle school sucked, and I'm willing to bet that it did for most of you. And I'll tell you why. Because it feels like, or at least for me, I'm only speaking for me, but I'm sure that other people will agree. It felt like everything you did, people were watching and people were like talking about you, and like you're just so paranoid. And it wasn't because you're like conceited or anything, or you think that everything's about you. You know, it just, you feel so judged. You just, you know, it just feels so awful. It's an awful situation to be in, and you feel like everyone has something against you, and it's just not a good spot to be in. Now that I'm out of middle school and I am now a big bad freshman, ooh, watch out, boy. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. But no, now that I'm a freshman, people are a lot nicer, I guess, because A, my campus, I go to Sienega High School here in Arizona, but I just like knocked my mic out of my hand. I'm so sorry. Anyway, so those of you watching abroad, I live in Arizona and I go to school at Sienega High School, and the school itself is huge. It's a pretty big school. So naturally, you don't see as many people as you know, you think you would walking into it. Because I thought that when I was like, wow, I'm gonna go to a big high school and I'm gonna see everyone, and you know, and in all reality, I have no clue who these people are. Like I walked in on the first day, I'm like, wow, who the hell are you? Like, what is going on? So not only was it a new start, but it was so much fun being able to make friends and being able to be who you are without the fear or judgment of your past reputations at your previous middle school. Because at like the middle school level, everyone has a reputation for something. You know, whether you're the toxic girl, whether you're like the conceited girl, I don't even know. But everyone has a stereotype, or everyone has been grouped into some formality that no one ever really talks about, but it's like the unwritten rule. Everyone knows it, but no one wants to like say it. But everyone knows it. So it's so toxic because we all know each other, and it was so small. Like, middle school was so small. It was horrible. But anyway. So when you step out of your comfort zone, you are automatically putting yourself out there to be the poster child for hate for what you're doing. That's something that I didn't realize starting my podcast, because I was like, wow, maybe if I just say something, maybe if I just pick up a microphone and say something worth hearing, maybe people will get it. And then they didn't. And I was like, okay, we can try again. I said something worth hearing, and it struck a nerve to some people. And that's okay, because if I strike a nerve, that means that people are listening. But my point with all of this, my point with the show, with life, with just going out into your community, is do something worth doing. If that makes any sense at all. And what I mean by do something worth doing is make sure that you're doing something really matters. It really matters. Because while some of you might be thinking, and I keep using my podcast as like a constant example for like being put out there and stuff like that, because it's so true. You know, how many people do you know that have a podcast that talks about like the unwritten rules of society and it kind of exposes things? You know, how many people? It's hard to think about because everyone else is so silent, and I'm just over here. I'm like, yeah, no, absolutely not. But that's not the point. The point of it is to get a conversation started. And by getting a conversation started or striking a nerve or pissing people off, that just means that people are listening. And it means people are starting to care too. So if I have to be disliked for people to actually give a crap about what society has to say or what we as individuals have to say, I'm okay with that. Because no, you shouldn't listen to society by any means, because society sucks. But here I am, literally putting myself out there to get hated on to try and make a change. And people are like, well, you can't make a change with the podcast. I'm like, I didn't say that I'm trying to change the world. I'm saying that I'm trying to change the way that we communicate with one another. Because, you know, you can sit there and want to communicate something so bad, but then do such a crappy job at it to the point where it sounds so awful, you know, and you're like, wow, I should have said that better, and then you can't take it back. So, while I'm putting myself out here to be disliked by individuals, whether they are from the United States or I've got people from like Australia who listen, hi. It's just so horrible. And I just completely, like, that was the most disgusting stutter. But it's just so awful at this point that no matter what you do, people are gonna get pissed off. No matter what you say, people are gonna be so upset to the point where, girl, you might as well just do it. Girl, guy, whatever you identify as, go out and just do it. Do something worth doing. That's what I have to say about that. Because if you do something that makes you ultimately so happy, then you're good. Like I promise, you're good. Whether you're talking to 5 people, 500 people, 5,000 people, or whether you're doing something just for yourself, if it makes a difference to either you or the world or society or your world or whatever, if what you're doing makes a difference, keep doing it. Because either way, people are gonna hate you. Either way, people are gonna laugh at you. People are gonna make fun of you. But at the end of the day, who does it really affect? I mean, like, I go back to my podcast. There are people who still listen to this and make fun of it, but still, they're giving me views. You know, and I'm like, so who looks stupid? Not me. Because that's just not how that works. But when you have the mindset that you're gonna be disliked anyway, so you might as well just do it, life gets so much easier. And that's what I realized over quarantine with starting with just kind of starting over. I started over. I left everything from middle school behind, and I'm just starting fresh. And now that I know that people are gonna dislike me no matter what I do, so I might as well just do it anyway, girl, life is so much easier. And I'm getting so violent, I'm sorry. But no, life is so much more fun knowing that no matter what you do, people are gonna hate you for absolutely nothing. But then if you're doing what you're doing and people love it, then people are gonna love you. They're gonna love your message. They're gonna love what you have to say. You know, the whole point of this is to empower, inspire, and thrive to do better. We have to do better as a society, as a generation. We have to do something. And as long as you're doing something worth doing, you will be fine. Period. Period. I also don't know if you can tell, but like I'm home alone, so I'm literally yelling. But just think about that for one second. If you have the courage to be disliked, you're set. You will never feel inferior because of the way that you are. When you finally have the mindset of, oh well, I'm gonna do it, and if people hate me, they hate me. That's cool. You're set, dude. Like you are so ahead of everybody else because I've stopped caring. I have taken quarantine. I've taken that 6 months and just turned everything around, and I've stopped caring. You know, and I in middle school, I cared so freaking much. Like I pretended to be a whole different person just so people would like me. And then I figured out that that doesn't work. And then I actually found friends who I stayed friends with for like all 3 years. And you can't hide behind the persona. You can't hide behind your persona forever. And I know that that sounds so freaking scary. And you're like, well, this is the only thing that keeps me safe. No, honey bun, that is not the only thing that keeps you safe. The thing that keeps you safe is your mindset. If you have the mindset that no matter what, I'm gonna keep repeating myself until y'all get it, no matter what, people are gonna hate me, do it. Hello? Hello? Pick up the phone. What are you doing? And I know that some of you are like, or some of the people who hate the show, hi, how you doing? Great to see you. Great to see you're still here. How you doing? But I know that there are some people who are still listening who absolutely hate what I have to say, but I'm still talking to you. I'm talking to you. If you have the courage to be disliked, no one can touch you. I know that. You know that. It's the matter of if you're willing to act on it. Because it's such like, oh my God, I'm literally like yelling. I need to just like stop. But it's such a great feeling knowing that you live in a world now where you say what you want to say and what you do goes. Because at the end of the day, you're the only person in charge of you. And you can't live by somebody else's rules. At least not anymore. You know, you've had 6 months to just kind of be who you are and to be who you want to be. And now I challenge you this week to just embrace it. I challenge you this week to go out and have the courage to be disliked, and you'll see how different it feels. It feels so freaking amazing. Oh my God. And if you do this challenge, if you decide to, let me know how your week went. You know, you gotta walk in with that attitude of, I don't care. You know, you wanna hate me? Hate me. You love me? Great, love you too. Don't lead your life in somebody else's world. Don't lead yourself as somebody else's version of you. Because there's only one you. You know, you can hide behind how many personas you want to hide behind, and then you'll have like split personality disorder or whatever. But I just challenge you to have the courage to be disliked, please. I know that I don't know how many people listen to the end of my episodes, but if you're listening, I challenge you again. I challenge you this week. Have the courage to be disliked. Go out and do it. Just whatever you do, do something worth doing. That's all I have to say. This has been Get Real, and stay tuned next week for an undecided episode because I wait until the last minute. But yes, final notes. One, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review my show, and also follow Get Real Official on Instagram. That is getreal.official. And also, while you're at it, make sure to follow me on Instagram.